Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of... Let's start that one, like, say, instead of on the studios, in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment today, Tuesdays. She's on assignment and making sure that our life continues to run away from the run, you know, in lieu of being at the station every day, like I am. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, everybody. Tobacco and Brew opens 7 days a week. It does a lot for our community in so many different ways. Head on down there. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
You know,
I'm
it
well.
Absolutely looked chilly out there this morning. What, you know,
I mean, did, in fact, have to wear a jacket.
Rolled down my window, and I'm coming in and going, whoa, that feels good. And you know what?
There was a sun coming up over town,
and
I noticed.
And I did not smell smoke. Or maybe it's just, maybe it's such a level of smoke, it's still there, but it's so much lower than our usual that it just smells like it's fresh.
We have an improvement over the new normal. Right now in downtown, air quality index down in the 120s downtown, but if we go over to Enterprise, we're down in the 80s. Loomis Quarters is 76, and if you go to Palisadro, breathe deep and easy, it's 42.
Look at that.
Air quality
That's healthy.
Index.
Healthy out there. We're still, you know, above the healthy region right down here downtown.
And now, what the numbers we're giving are an indicator of the... what's called PM2.5 micron particles. And we look at air pollution in two categories, the PM10, which is 10 microns. Those you can cough back out easily. 2.5 and smaller get stuck in your lungs, and that's the stuff that causes.
Like.
You kind of get that coal miner thing going on there. So,
what's the weather look like here?
Well, I'll reach behind me and grab that widespread, say, haze. Sunny skies and a high near 95. Boy, it was great yesterday. North winds around 6 miles an hour, so that's kind of pushing. That's good news and bad news. It keeps the Mendocino smoke out, but it brings the HERS smoke in, which we will talk about. Tonight's low around 62. It's getting back into some decent sleeping weather. Tomorrow's high near 90, 87 by Thursday, and then over the weekend we move back up into the 90s. But looks like, cross your fingers, we're done with the triples.
Well, let's hope so. And the and now the fire information there, buddy. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I'm going to say all this is brought to you by one group here. So
The car fire remains 229, 651. Not a lot happening.
It hasn't grown at all.
Right. It's all internal burning. We have 96% containment. That's just because they... have a line around it, but they're not calling it fully contained. That is probably going to wait until the rain comes. Mop up and suppression repair ongoing. A bear team has been reassigned. That's a rehab team that goes out and they start putting material on the hillsides, trying to reduce the erosion damage, because that's going to be
a
big thing.
Yeah,
the bear team
is
out there.
They use straw, right? Is that correct?
Well, they use a variety of materials because of concerns about the straw might take. You know, might have seeds in it. They actually use a sterilized coconut and other substances. The whole idea is to help keep the runoff and keep the entire hillside from going into the watersheds.
Sterilized coconut.
Yeah, that's one of the substances.
I can understand that. So because they don't want like a seeds from another region being brought in here.
Right. Oh, okay. No. HERS fire, you asked about, 30,606 acres, 31% containment. The fire is moving over Tombstone Mountain into Tom Dow Creek, toward the McLeod River. The fire is actively moving along North Salt Creek. There are still some evacuations in place. Lower Salt Creek and Gilman Road, probably not a good idea to go tourist sightseeing out there. McLeod River Club under mandatory evacuations. Threats include PG&E power lines, high-value private timberlands, and other areas. So that is...
PG&E timberlines.
Power lines.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mixed them both.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a sensitive area and with cultural heritage sites.
You've got that, plus they've got some really... I mean, and you may not fishermen will understand this. There's some really great fish, a couple fishing lodges out there and stuff that they've evacuated. So I'm not even sure if those are still around.
The assessment of the habitat damage is ongoing. Nobody knows how badly, you know, the shoreline around Whiskeytown got hit, but a lot of debris ended up in the lake.
Wait till it rains and see what happens.
That's
to
the
Whiskeytown.
Big concern right now.
We ought to be spraying hay everywhere around there.
59 degrees in Redding, and we will be looking at the lake levels here very, very shortly. But all of this information, the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada.
Brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
You know what? A veteran-owned business from Anderson that takes care of their customers, takes care of our community, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just really good people. Chuck and Judy Kinney, 365-3793. Big news today, besides it being Terry Turnover Day.
I haven't tasted mine yet.
It's absolutely fantastic that Ashley and her sister baked last night. Of course, her sister is a former Marine, but is also a trained master chef. The pilot payment in lieu of taxes law case is finally finished. Supreme Court ruled that the city of Redding is correct, that the $6 million a year that REU transfers to the general fund is not a tax. That the money that they use to pay it comes from funds that they make by selling excess energy. So even though the lower court sided with the plaintiffs, the ones that were bringing the case.
Yeah, they were the plaintiffs.
Okay, I'm with it. The Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, it wasn't like one or two. No, it was a unanimous decision that said, this is legal. And so that $6 million that REU makes by selling excess energy is going to continue to go to the city. And that is really, really, really important. Because imagine pulling $6 million out of the city budget right now.
You've been in combat a time or two.
Yes.
You've heard a round go by close enough to make you blink.
Little snapping sound
out
there.
Yeah. So I think that's what Redding just heard.
But here's the thing is, the people that brought it, they're saying, hey, look, this was a tax, and the people should have voted on the tax, you know, Walt McNeil. And the thing is, this has been going on since like 2010, I believe. So it's been going on for like 8 years. I may not be right on that one. I may have that one mixed up with something else.
It's been a period of
with
time.
With another one, because I've got another case I want to talk about, too. Anyway, but it's been going on for a long period of time. Our lawyer that the city has comes from Grass Valley. And I have a feeling he doesn't charge $50 an hour. I would imagine it's probably 10 times that. But it's been going on for years. So I just would like to know how much that lawsuit cost the city right there. What was the equivalent of what? A policeman? Two policemen? Three policemen?
Yeah.
Just for the lawsuit on something like this. But anyway, the judges all agreed with the city's case unanimously. So hooray for the fact that we were maintaining the $6 million. Now, here's the other thing, too. And I just want to talk about REU for a second. We had Dan Beans in the other day. You realize that the amount, you know, and I saw Patricia Barrett, remember Patricia Barrett is, right? She doesn't even live here anymore. And she gets on in the blogs, and I'm not sure if where she lives, even. I'm not even sure it's in the state.
Mm-hmm.
But she says all these comments about Redding, even though she hasn't been here for years. And she talks about how, we pay higher rates than anybody else and blah, 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 blah. Well, we don't. Just talk to REU people. You're at it with REU.
Yeah. Well, I'm on PG&E.
Talk about people that are with PG&E.
Yeah.
And compare the rates between PG&E and REU. And you haven't even seen it yet. PG&E is going to go into time of usage, during the day. For charging. Mm-hmm. So that means when people are using the most, they're going to boost the rates that could literally run electric rates up to the thousands.
Yeah.
The thousands of dollars. Now, who pays for that? If you look at it overall, and, you know, they say, oh, well, look, it's only $10 per household per month. No, it's not. If you go into San Francisco, it may be. But you come out to the anywhere else east of the 5, then it's going to be up into the thousands for some people. Yeah. I'm talking about I'm talking like $3,000 a month for electricity. Come on. It's going to go up that much, or it could go up that much, and who's it going to hit? It's going to be hitting people that need the air conditioning or the heat, but the air conditioning during the summer the most, the elderly, the sick, the young, those. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're facing with PG&E. Well, REU is holding the line there. They have not raised their rates. It's, in fact, they're lower now than they were since 2014.
It is.
They are not, and the big thing is we've lost $20 million worth of infrastructure during this fire. They are not raising the rates one penny, not one penny, to repair all that because of what? The reserves they've had.
I am continuously astonished by things that everybody knows, i.e. yesterday's comment that the Sheraton only had 17 rooms.
Well, maybe that, I think that was a mis. I think that maybe might have been a mistype. They might have said 117.
But in fact, it is 130.
Yeah, but see, there's and see, here's the thing is, and this is way it passes. I mean, the fact that you know the rumor is still going around that Palomar Builders raised their prices on their houses $10,000 because of the fire. No, that's not what happened. Totally not what happened. And in fact, they have offered $15,000 per home. You could use it for closing costs. You can use it for anything you want when associated with with that house.
Now, by disclaimer, they are an advertiser.
Well, they are an advertiser. But I know Jeb Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a friend. I don't hang out. We don't go out for dinner or anything like that. But I do know what's fair and what's not fair. It's not fair to say things about a company who's not doing that.
But these things that everybody knows this, da-da-da-da-da, you know.
Well, in some cases, it's right.
Yeah.
Like, what everybody knows is the car fire started and could have been attacked immediately, but wasn't. We're going to take a quick break now, this portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Serving in the North State for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State. The only ones that you have that you should let handle your HVAC is Alliance Heating and Air. You need to get those filters changed. You need to get those air ducts checked. In fact, we had a gentleman come in here yesterday. He's got an air duct cleaning business and was explaining, it's one thing to clean the filters, but if you've got stuff already in your air ducts, you're still just pushing that stuff out, as you told us yesterday, Bob, when you cleaned out yours.
There's this cloud burst out of my system when I turned it out. I was like, oops.
Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 59 degrees. It's going up to 95 today. Not too bad.
One more time.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with Magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
But you didn't know I could dance like that, huh?
Did you? What? The only dancing you were doing with in the 90s was with your rifle, I expect.
Don't you do that. You did it, didn't you? You did it, didn't you? That will not be on Facebook. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. I was just dancing. Just
yes.
Doing
the... If you don't want it on Facebook, I'll at least send it to your wife and tell her to put it on Facebook.
Let me take a look at it. It's doing the floss. I'm not sure what that is. Welcome back. Hey, it's 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 28th of August. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started that business, close to 9 years ago. And John and Sarah did, and it's just done very, very well because of the customer service, the fact they offer all the types of firearms that you would like. It's the only place I go to buy firearms, Bastiani Arms. They pride themselves on their customer service, the fact that they can have somebody that is just absolutely a novice walk in, and they can talk to them. You're not going to be talked down to maybe because you don't know everything about guns. No, they're there to help. They welcome novice shooters in there. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222, or just stop by. That's even better. They're open Tuesday through Saturday every week. Now, in that general area, yesterday was a shooting. Police killed a man there. The whole story is an example of, I think, it almost sounded like suicide by police. Mm-hmm. This guy was out attacking cars. He had a knife. He was yelling and all this, and the police come there. There's a number of police there. And they tell him to drop the knife, drop the knife. And there's witnesses all over. They're watching this, and they're saying the police told him 50 times, drop the knife, drop the knife. And then one of the witnesses says, and I said, I just turned away because the guy was charging him. And he said, I didn't want to see it. And the man was killed by the police down there in the Larkspur area down there by, I think, Domino's someplace. Mm-hmm. But here's an example of our police going to a threat and trying everything they could to get this guy talked down. And it didn't. Now, it was the guy, and I haven't, that's all I know about it. I'm sure there's much more, but I'm just telling you the facts that we know of. I'm sure there's much more to this. We're going to find out about this man. Maybe he was under treatment. Maybe he was maybe we'll never know. Maybe we'll never know why he did it. But it's unfortunate that it happened here. And you wish you could get, you know, that those kind of things didn't happen.
And when things like
It'd be nice if you could just fog them with something, you know. It just fogs them, and then they drop unconscious. But we don't have those kind of things.
And, of course, every officer who was forced to discharge his weapon in this incident is now on a leave while the investigation takes place. So we're down X number of cops.
Well, we are.
For that duration.
Yeah. Well, again, there's... There's more to police work than, you know, just the giving out the tickets and all these kind of things that people go through, and they go, oh, geez, you know, they're out, you know, and they went through South City Park over the weekend, picked up, 7,800 pounds of trash, arrested 8 people. There was, you know, if you go out to South City Park, there's many out there, and they were camping, so they swept through there and pushed the people out. Collected all the garbage, which included mattresses. They towed a car away on the lawn. And they did that. Then they came back at 3 o'clock in the morning and swept it again and got more people and everything out of there. I know that we have the car fire going on, and I know that's going to be taking a lot of a big emphasis here in the future. But we can't forget what's going on around our town and what we can do, to continue to keep our town safe. Now, as you know, there are days that are our Congress, I'm not sure if the Senate does it, but the House of Representatives, they declare days, you know, like it's Veterans Day, which is a law. But there's so many other days. And so today, Ashley, what day is today?
Today, on top of being National Cherry Turnover Day, which we touched on about 20 minutes ago, it is also National Power Rangers Day. Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day, and for you Doctor Who fans out there, it is National Bowtie Day.
National Bowtie Day. This is for Bill Mastin, and Bill Mastin is a bowtie wearer when it comes to certain events. So, Bill, this is your day out there. Power Rangers Day, I do have a story. I had a major working for me. Steve worked for me in California. His son... Are you ready for this? Was the Red Power Ranger.
No.
The original Red Power Ranger.
Wow.
And his name was, I think it was called St. John or Marcus St. John or something. You can look it up. That wasn't his name. That was the stage name. His wife would take their son to things. Anyway, he gets hired first of all, Steve was a martial arts master, mm-hmm. too. And he had taught his son. Because his son had asthma, had some kind of something that impacted on his health, and so he grew very strong by working on this. Anyway, he became one of the original Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. So he does this for a year. I mean, you know, and you remember how big Power Rangers was back then during that time? I mean, it was so huge, it was almost unbelievable how big it was. Right, so. And this was in 93 or 94, somewhere around there. So his son's doing that. And I said, what's it like? He goes, man, I don't know. I don't go down there. He says, but he says, a lot of screaming kids, you know, follow my son around. Anyway, after they'd done this for a season, the producers on this thing was making like millions.
Saban Entertainment, yeah.
Millions of dollars. Well, the Power Rangers were making nothing. Hardly anything. I mean, nothing. And so the Power Rangers said, you know, we'd like to get a little bit of this. And you know what they said? They got like, and they brought in more Power Rangers and put them in the same costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Now, the silver lining to the story is when they made that Power Rangers movie just a few years ago.
Yeah.
I know, it was just a few years ago. Yeah. Guess what? They brought him back.
Nice.
Ah. He was in the movie.
Good for them.
So, I mean, and the only reason I know that is because when it went, because I knew the story, I said, well, who's in this thing? No, nope. Mm-hmm. He'd been, you know, so you look him up and, you know, he does, you know, this is not what he does in life, it's acting, but they brought him back for this. Cool. That's my Power Rangers story. And, but again, it's the producers and the developers that make all the money there. And as they found out is that the actors are interchangeable. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, you know what? One of the things we need to talk about in the recovery here is how to take care of your property. especially if you're living not right downtown, not that that would have saved you in some of the areas, but if you're living out a little bit out further out, Cal North Forestry provides a team of expert arborists that will come out to your house or your business, and they specialize in tree trimming service, stump grinding, and removal, as well as gutter cleaning at affordable rates. Now, they will also come out right now if your property was affected in any way by the fire. They are donating 2 free hours of service. Think about that. 2 free hours of service from one of their teams. Locally owned and operated by Tom Yeomans. Give them a call at 530-200-8123. This is Cal North Forestry, who wants to help out, but also to keep your land safe and give you some defensible space, too. You need to think about that and have some experts do this. Cal North Forestry, 200-8123. Ask for Tom. Okay, Paige, we'll be right back after these messages at 7:31 in the morning.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studio is KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 28th of August. It's 59 degrees. It's going to be going up to 95 today. It's hazy. If you're in town, it's like about a 120 air quality index. If you're in Palo Cedro, breathe deep, and maybe you can bring some of the clean air in. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, they were impacted by the fires just like everybody else. They're your neighbors. Head on down, though, Cornerstone Community Bank. They want to help you keep going, get going again, help you start moving your dreams forward. Stop by 1845 California Street or 150 East Cypress Avenue and go on and say hello and say, hey, look, this is where we are. Let them help. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, on the line with me, I've got Ginny Bard from the American Lung Association, and I wanted you all to call in so we could give you a big shout-out for the neat thing you just did.
Thank you so much. We're happy to hear about that.
Well, you know what? What I saw is that the American Lung Association donated 100, not one, not five, but 100 air cleaners, you know, the kind you put in the classrooms and the schools, to help clean the air of the particulates that we have floating around everywhere here.
Well, yes. So, you know, the Lung Association's mission is to ensure clean air for all, and we know how your community has been so impacted by these wildfires, as many areas around the state. This donation, we're so happy to be able to provide to you. We know that these air purifier units are important ways to provide some clean air spaces inside buildings and in homes and schools. So we are thrilled to be able to make the donation at this very challenging time for you all.
Well, thank you very much. It was very, you know what, when I saw that, I thought that's cool, you know, and to donate that to the Shasta County Schools. Now, these, the air cleaners, I don't know, what do you call them? They're your air purifiers?
Air purifiers.
Air purifiers.
Yes.
We have a couple in our house that we have going right now.
Yep.
That helps a lot, and we have to just change the filters a lot. But something like this, especially for the younger children, is real important.
Yes, indeed. Well, if you look at the science of what the health impacts are of breathing these particle pollution, and we know that the wildfire smoke has a tremendous amount of particles that you can see, these are very harmful for people. Especially who have a chronic lung disease like asthma and COPD, which is emphysema, and those even with chronic heart disease are really at risk when they're breathing particle pollution and smoke from wildfires. And we do know, of course, that children are at, in some ways, the greatest risk because they are so small, their lungs are small, and they're still developing, and they breathe faster than the rest of us, so they take in more particles, and we know that these particles can be, they're very small and tiny. There's a whole range of sizes within smoke pollution, but there are some very tiny particles that can go inside the lung and even cross the into the bloodstream, and that's why we see impacts from heart disease and heart attacks from breathing smoke pollution.
Wow.
So it's very serious, and it's important to reduce your exposures and find some clean air spaces whenever you can.
And wear those little masks, too, the ones, the HP95s and 100s, too, I believe, are the good ones.
Yes, those masks are very important. Now, children really, we don't advise that children wear them because they're very hard to fit and they don't come in sizes for children. And because it's so hard to breathe in these masks, it is challenging to be able to breathe through a respirator mask. So we don't actually recommend them for children. For children, we just encourage children to stay indoors. and to not have to go outside whenever possible. But yes, you're quite right. The N95 mask, it's a respirator mask, and it is something that we recommend people use when they do have to go outside. And it's the kind that has two straps, so that's the most important thing to remember. A dust mask only has one, mm-hmm. or the kind of occupational mask that people use when they're working in wood and other things. The respirator mask is identifiable because of the two masks and a little metal piece at the top where you can pinch around your nose to kind of keep all of the air out. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's a really important point.
Well, I didn't realize that, you know, that it's not really good for the kids. You're right. Probably doesn't fit them. I'm with Jenny Bard from American Lung Association. We just wanted to talk to them for a few minutes and thank them for the 100 air purifiers they sent us up here in Shasta County for our schools. And, you know, it was thoughtful. It was something that when I saw it, I thought y'all needed to have a shout out for that, Jenny. How do people donate to the American Lung Association?
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Those air purifiers don't come in for free. I mean, I realize people donate them, but, you know, you still need people there getting them to us.
Well, thank you. We first just want to give a shout-out to Dyson, because they are the ones who donated these units to us, and we thank them for their support and generosity to help those in the fire zones. Folks can go online to lung.org. That will take them right to our website for information about donations, as well as lots of great information about how to protect your lungs. If you have lung disease, there's lots of patient education information. And I would also point out our lung.org/wildfires will take you directly to our wildfire page with lots more information about how to protect your lungs. And in particular, during this cleanup time, I live in Santa Rosa. We went through this last year.
Oh, wow.
So I totally understand what you all are going through with the loss of so many homes and people wanting to look for things. We know that this is a really important time to take protections and precautions during the cleanup with so much ash in your community. So continue to take care of your lungs, you know, protect yourselves, and we're here to help you.
Thank you so much. Jenny Bard, American Lung Association, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. We truly appreciate it.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take an early break here, and because we're going to come back and talk about another organization that's coming in here to it's not an organization. It's kind of like a landmark that's coming in to help with the fire here from right downtown. We'll be right back after these messages.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Redding that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy, and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. And like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. The lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, 28th of August. 63 degrees going up to 95 today. And Four Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show. Four Winds Jewelry has been through fires themselves. They're offering free cleanings, free minor repair for your jewelry if you were caught in the fire. They've already fixed some things. A gentleman, retired fire law enforcement's badge was scorched in there. And the people down at Four Winds Jewelry were able to make it look brand new. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm with here with Dan, owner of Vintage Wine Bar and I want to say boutique, but I don't think that's right.
Restaurant.
I don't know why I wanted to say boutique. Because every time I go and, I want to add boutique to it. I don't know why. In restaurant, and that's right, and it's great food.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, it is. I mean, we've been down, and we go down. It's a great place to go to. If you got, you know, if you have an evening at the Cascade with some shows, go down there, have eat, great wine, great ambiance, all that stuff, and then you head on over to the show.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I can't think of a better place to go to before you're going down there. I mean, you can have, you can relax, you can, then you just have to walk across the street.
Yeah.
And along with Dan is Janice, who can take partial claim of saying, well, yeah, that's really great because she used to be the owner down there.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay, getting closer.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, good morning, you two.
Good morning.
And you're here for?
The New Dawn, New Day Car Benefit Show. We're here to promote that.
Okay, now that's going to be this Friday at the Cascade Theater.
That is correct. Yes.
So we just kind of like start over at Vintage and then work our way across. But you all are backing this thing big time.
Yeah, we are. Janice started this as a house concert with the Bridge House, and then it kind of grew from there to the Reading Arts Council. They started helping out, and then the Cascade started helping out. So it's just been getting bigger and bigger.
Huh?
Yeah, and we've got lots of things going on. So we've got five great artists that are coming to entertain us, and then we're also going to be having a silent auction where we have lots of things that are donated from lots of businesses throughout town to auction off to raise money for the Shasta Regional Community Foundation.
Well, cool. You know, this is a this benefit. I think all the proceeds are going to door proceeds to benefit the Shasta Regional Community Disaster Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tickets are $30.
That is
a piece. But tell us about the groups you have coming in here.
We have Dirty Cello, and they're a San Francisco bluegrass band.
Band called the Dirty Cello.
Dirty Cello.
Okay, now I would have totally lost. I would have totally been wrong on that. If you'd put a multiple choice, I don't think I would have picked the bluegrass one.
No.
You know, if you told me that they were kind of a, you know, a rock.
Sure.
A, you know, some kind of like rock cello band. I thought, yeah, yeah, okay, I can see that. Anyway, this makes sense.
They'll rock it out.
Okay, yeah, dirty cello. It's cool. Okay.
And then Keith Greninger, he is a singer-songwriter out of Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. He makes you feel all the feels, so it's going to feel really good to go there and
excellent storyteller.
Yes, yes.
We need a good storyteller right now.
Yes, he is amazing. And then Megan Slankard, she just got off tour with Toad the Wet Sprocket. So she's making time to scoot on down here and do this show. So she's an amazing singer. She's a singer-songwriter, indie rock, really, is her genre. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we all know Scott Joss, right?
Everybody knows Scott Joss.
He's our local fiddle player, Merle Haggard. He just got off tour with Chris Christopherson.
That's right.
Right?
Scott's great. Yeah.
And then the Jellyman's Daughter is a duo from Scotland who, like he said, we originally started as a house concert at the Bridge House Bed and Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they heard about the fire and wanted to donate the proceeds of just the house concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then their manager got involved and said, hey, can't we make this a little bit bigger? So Shasta Arts Council donated their venue, which was amazing. And then someone from JPR found out and said, hey, let's
make
the
it
Cascade
bigger.
Will do it.
Yeah, because right across the street is where the Shasta Arts Council
correct.
Is. And you know, 85, maybe 100 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But this thing, you know, we can get a lot more people.
And we only had 10 days from the time we found out.
Yeah.
We only have 10 days. From the time we found out that we were going to have it at the Cascade Theater. So we're really needing people to you know, participate in this. You get a great concert out of it, and your $30 100% goes to the
that's right.
Shasta Regional. Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact is that the all the different people that are helping to put this on, of course, besides you all, but the you know, Jefferson Public Radio and the Shasta County Arts Council, two people you've already mentioned, okay? Correct. But we've also got the Bridge House Bed and Breakfast. We know them very
mm-hmm.
well, really nice people. Hilton Garden Inn, the Reading Oakstone Music Society, and the Bohemian Art Loft and Black Oak Artist.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are helping do this. Now, this is really cool because this Friday, and you're right, from the time you did it, it's not a lot of time.
No.
But this is going to be a great group of people that you can just kick back at the Cascade. It's $30, but all the money goes to help our people here.
That's right.
Town.
Yeah.
And I like to remind people is that I was reading an article about people like in Santa Rosa, well off financially in many cases, well insured. But we had other people, just like we have, because we had got hit in the Harlan neighborhood and Quartz Hill, upper middle class, insurance, those kind of things. But we had other people get hit that maybe didn't have insurance or didn't have enough insurance for this rebuild that it's going to be. And that's where all these proceeds are going to.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be helping people, not the ones that are going to be made whole, but
right.
the ones that aren't going to be made whole.
Right. And that's one of the great things about the Shasta Regional Community Foundation is they're not here for the short term. Red Cross does an amazing job. They're first responders. They come out and, you know, they set up camps and evacuation centers and everything and really help all those people out. But the Shasta Community Regional Foundation really goes out and helps people with the short or the middle term and the long term. So they'll be able to help people out, do things for them that will.
100%. Yeah. I mean, there is no overhead. Their overhead is taken up by something else.
Right.
So of the $6 million that I heard that they've drawn already and that money is still coming in,
right.
that's going to be all of it is going to be spent here.
Yeah.
I understand that the Tri-Counties Bank that they had, I think they raised like $600,000+. Half of that's gone already.
Yeah.
So they've already written out checks to people. But this is what we have to think about. Tomorrow night, there are some people coming up from Santa Rosa that are going to be speaking at the Shasta Board of Realtors. It's not put on by them, but it's in their offices there, about what they faced after that fire. Here it is 10 months later, 7 or 8 houses are built. Now, there are others that are under construction and others in the pipeline, but they're going to talk about what it takes and what happened to them, what they discovered, and so we can learn from their disaster, the survivors there, so our survivors can then move on too. But this is one of the best ways of
right.
helping. This is where you can go in, you can kick back, you can enjoy yourself, and all the money goes to a great place.
Yes. Yes.
And music is healing.
Oh, music is healing.
It is.
And Janice and Janelle from the Bridge House have done an amazing job bringing the downtown community together. I mean, they've got silent auction items from Board Mart, the Chain Gang, North State Tire and Wheel, Dusty Logan Metalworks, Hilton Garden Inn, and Sierra Central have all donated things. And if anybody else wants to donate any silent auction items, just bring them down to Vintage and before Friday, and we'll get them out there.
And don't forget about the week stay in Hawaii.
Yeah, the donor wanted to stay anonymous.
Okay.
But there is a week stay in Hawaii.
Which island?
Kona
on the Big Island.
Not near the volcano.
No.
No, it's on the other side.
It's on the other side. Private residence, sleeps 8 people. So it's quite a hefty silent auction item, and we're hoping to get quite a bit of money for it. So.
And there's also the debris removal.
Oh, yes,
from
thank
Gables
you.
Hauling and Demolition.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a lot of things out there.
There's many more.
Isn't it funny how a big donation, I'd be looking at that one.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I'm the demolition and hauling guy. Yeah, you know, those guys get a $50 bid on their stuff usually. But on now, they're going to be like top of the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the Hawaii one, because after you get your land cleared, then you would get in the plane and go over to Hawaii for a while.
Yes, perfect plan.
Anyway, hey, thank you so much for you two for putting this on, and the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. You guys are kind of like the ones that are really pushing this thing. So doing this for our community. So it's called A New Dawn and a New Day. And it's a car fire benefit show. The tickets are $30, which is very reasonable. And it's Friday, this August the 31st. The doors open at 6:30, and music starts at 7. But it has a dirty cello, which is a bluegrass band out of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Now, dirty cello and a bluegrass band. I have never seen a cello in a bluegrass band. Am I just wrong on that one, or just I haven't seen one?
There's several cellos, or I don't know if they weren't as popular back in the day, but they're
back in the older
every
days?
Time I go to this folk concert every year, folk and bluegrass, and there's always a cello, and it's always a beautiful woman playing that cello.
Yeah, and it's I see cellos a lot, but never in a bluegrass setting. But maybe that is now. I mean, because when I think of bluegrass, you're thinking of Flat and Scruggs and all those guys.
Yeah.
So okay, you also Keith Greninger, who is a songwriter and singer and tells stories.
Yes.
And he's gonna be excellent because he has a lot of friends that live up here and that were affected by the fire. So
this isn't just music. He weaves a story.
It's close to his heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Megan Slankard, who is another songwriter and singer that has toured with some big guys.
Yes.
And, of course, Scott Joss. Didn't he? I mean, he's around here a lot, and you can't help but appreciate this guy. Mm-hmm. He's been on the show a few times. And then the Jellyman's daughter. You know what a Jellyman is?
I do not.
Bob, what's a Jellyman? In the it's a Scottish. It's a Jellyman.
I would have to look that term up.
Look it up real quick before we're out of here, because it's kind of like it means something over there in Scotland. So see, it wasn't just Jellyman. It's a name for something that they do, I believe.
Sure.
How do I put this on the? It refers to a eunuch.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay. Well, that
good job, Bob.
That was totally not what I was thinking.
Oh, to do a jelly man is to throw up on one's boss.
The jelly man's daughter. This ought to be fun. I can't wait to see that. The two of them. Okay, this Friday, everybody, head on down. You can get your where can you get your tickets at?
CascadeTheater.org. So you can do that online or at the box office.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dan, of course, who owns our Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. And if you have not been there, please go on by there.
Thank you.
Well, the ambiance is great, but the food's really, really good. And you have a good time when you sit down there. Mm-hmm. You feel kind of like it's like, oh, yeah, you know, even if it's the first time in there, you feel like you've been in there like a lot.
Cheers.
It's kind of like Cheers. It is kind of like Cheers. Mm-hmm. And I hesitated to say that because, but it is like that. You walk in, everybody's like, hey, that waitress has never seen me, but she's my best friend. And just sits us down, and Dan, you're everywhere around there. And Janice, who is a former owner, is still there. So
she won't go away.
She will not go away no matter what happens. And y'all are doing a great thing here with a new dawn, a new day for this fight. And we'll be talking about it all week.
Thank you, Carl.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, when we return from the news, we'll have Mark Story here telling us what Haven Humane had to do with all the animals and where they are right now.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Ready. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In his latest series of tweets, President Trump accuses Google of running a service that's rigged against conservative voices. The president complains that any search for the term Trump News turns up bad news from the national left-wing media. The president says it's a serious problem, one that will be addressed. Behind closed doors on Capitol Hill this hour, Justice Department official Bruce Orr. He's testifying before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees about the anti-Trump Steele dossier. Florida, Arizona, and Oklahoma. They're holding primaries today for some key races in the upcoming midterm elections.
Primary voters in all three states are deciding who will be on the ballot in the governor's race and are also picking candidates for other statewide and congressional offices. Several of the Republican primaries hinge on which candidate voters believe is more loyal to President Trump.
Correspondent Julie Walker. A close friend of the late John McCain says it's time to forget about that long-running feud between the senator from Arizona and President Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Today Show.
Let's look forward. Clearly they had a tenuous relationship, but he's not the only one to have a tense relationship with John McCain.
Home prices climbed 6.3% in June from 1 year earlier.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index rose at a slightly slower pace than the 6.5% annual gain in May from a year earlier. But home values are increasing at more than double the pace of average wage growth, weighing down property sales despite the robust job growth. Home prices in three metro areas have increased by double digits in the past year, led by Las Vegas at 13%.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Wall Street moving deeper into record territory this hour. The Dow is up 36 points, the Nasdaq 10 points higher, and the S&P is better by 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
UN human rights investigators accuse all sides in the war in Yemen of committing war crimes. Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels accused of doing little to minimize civilian casualties.
The UN investigators point to the indiscriminate bombing and shelling of schools, hospitals and markets in which thousands of Yemen's civilians have been killed. While Houthi rebel groups have also used disproportionate weapons in urban areas, this report says most civilian deaths have been caused by coalition airstrikes. The investigators add that the effect of the coalition's air and naval blockade may also be a war crime because it prevents food and medicine reaching civilians.
That's the BBC's Imogene Folks. China says it isn't blocking UN action on the issue of Muslim Rohingya refugees, but it doesn't believe that sanctions or criticism of Myanmar's government will help to resolve the crisis. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It may not be in their job description, but apparently Amazon employees are being paid to defend the company on Twitter.
The tweets are aimed at reassuring critics that they make enough money to live and are allowed to take things like restroom breaks. The tweets are part of Amazon's plan to combat negative headlines and online chatter about poor working conditions at its fulfillment centers. Amazon insists its so-called ambassadors are not told what to write. Amazon will soon need to hire thousands of temporary warehouse workers for the holiday season. Bob Agnew reporting.
Americans' consumer confidence rose this month to the highest level in almost 18 years. Their assessment of current conditions improved further. Their expectations about the future rebounded. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 133.4 in August. That was up from a reading of 127.9 in July. And again on Wall Street, the Dow was up 36 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 28th of August, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Same great customer service. Tobacco and Brew. Bob, what's it look like? Weather, AQI, and fire.
Widespread haze, sunny today, a high near 95, north wind around 6 miles an hour, mostly clear tonight. The low around 62, dropping a little bit lower as you move up into the foothills. 90 for a high tomorrow. Thursday will be down into the mid-80s, warms up a little bit more over the weekend, but it looks like we are all done with the triple digits. Right now in downtown Reading, we are showing 63 degrees, again looking for a high of 90. Air quality index-wise, downtown hovering between 120 and 130. That is a problem for at-risk groups, but it is a lot better than it was earlier in the week. And the fire situation, the Hertz fires at about 63% contained, and, of course, car fire remains at 96%. Full containment will probably wait until we start seeing some rain. All this brought to you, Shasta Lake is about 70 feet from the top. I tried to get the latest numbers, but those aren't coming up for me. But all this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson company owned by a veteran and philanthropist. When I say that, it's only because he helps out a lot of veterans on Chuck and Judy Kenny there. He gives discounts for seniors and veterans out at Shasta Gas Propane, and all of his people are out making sure people, houses that may have had their propane turned off or there's some things with fire closer places that their propane systems are working well and they're safe. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Maxwell Insurance is bringing us this segment. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, she's been on the show several times talking about your insurance and what happens with your insurance after a tragedy like this, a disaster like this for the survivors. To go in and say what you need to do, what you need to look for, and that you don't have to be rushed. But there's so many things to talk about. And if you don't feel like you're getting all the information, give Judy Maxwell, one of her people, a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, we're here with Mark Story. Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
From Haven Humane, the CEO of Haven Humane. You guys have been real busy.
We have, yes.
Okay. I mean, it's not just busy. You're regular busy. You guys have been super busy.
Yeah, we're always busy, but the last few weeks have been abnormally busy. Yes, so, but we were really fortunate that we were here. So
where are we with the car fire evacuation and Haven Humane?
So we are trying to get back to some kind of normal, but we still have 24 cats and 19 dogs that we have owners for that unfortunately aren't able to go back to a home. So we're working with them to try and find options. For those guys, we're hoping that they're going to find some kind of long-term boarding because obviously we're not long-term boarding. Yesterday was 30 days since the mass evacuations happened. So we're working with them, hoping that they can find a spot for their animals. If not, we're going to try and help them find a spot, possibly long-term fosters, hopefully boarding facilities, that kind of stuff, family, friends. So they're all just trying to figure out what they want to do, and so we're being pretty patient, helping them out with that. So
yeah, I mean,
hopefully we'll have those guys
out
there.
That's, I know you've only got so much room and so much time you can have people there, but I know you're also going to bend over backwards on this because they've lost their home.
Oh yeah,
and now and their pets are already, you know, probably. Do you feel like the pets are also they're traumatized also?
Oh, 100%, absolutely.
On this,
yeah, yeah, they absolutely are. I mean, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we really think it's really important that they find some kind of options for their pets other than staying at the shelter, because that really at this point should be a last resort, and it is for some of them, and that's fine.
You have to keep them in kennels.
Correct. And so we have some amazing volunteers that have been walking them, the dogs, but the cats, you know, they're in cages, and that's tough on them. So the quicker they get out, the better off they're going to be. Even boarding facilities, some of them have bigger, larger runs where they can have a little bit more space. And they can visit them a little bit more often. So we're hoping that some of them can do that. But, yeah, we're here to help out, and we definitely don't want to leave anybody in the lurch. So we're going to help them out as much as we can.
So I guess if you've got an ability to foster a dog.
Yeah.
You're not just getting a dog. You're getting a family, too.
Yeah, because if it's going to be a foster, long-term foster, then basically we are going to have some kind of contract set up so that the owner – and the foster can sign those contracts with each other. And so basically it becomes a two-party thing at that point between the owner and the foster parent. And Haven will be out of the loop
because we can't do that.
No. We can't manage that, unfortunately. Right. We will still be able to support them with food and that kind of stuff. And that's the other thing, too, before I forget. For those of you that were displaced, you're going back, maybe you have your animals. If you need food, cat food, dog food, we have a ton of it. So please, if you need bottled water, we have a ton of bottled water too. So come on by Haven. We have some stuff we can help
people
you out.
People really
so.
Came out, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. It was
and
amazing.
Not only that, with volunteers. You had volunteers lined up to help, and you were actually having to turn away people.
We did because we had so many people that wanted to help. It was absolutely amazing and inspiring. And
Just another reason to live here.
Exactly. Just another great example of how this community comes together.
If you're having problems anyway with food for your animal, Haven Humane's a place to come down and take a look at it.
Yeah, we always have a feeding program for those that have a hard time with food, providing food for their animals. And it's usually $3 for a pretty good-sized bag, and then that goes right back into the feeding program. But right now, if for those that have been displaced by the fire and that are rebuilding, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they lost their home, but they're just kind of rebuilding, because I know we were displaced for a week, and it takes a toll. Come on by. We've got some food and stuff we can help out.
They may have just had terrible smoke damage. There could be everything in their yard's been burnt.
Sure.
I mean, people are having to clean up now in this, and it's really rough now.
It is, yeah. So come on down. Yeah, we can definitely help out.
Okay.
When we want to.
Hey, I'm with Mark Story here from CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about the evacuation, where they are now. They still have animals there that the owners don't have a place to take them to. So they're starting a foster program where between a long-term of care for foster program between the two families, essentially, the dog's owner and the people that want to foster, where they can have a contract to sign so that it gives the people the ability to come over and see their dog, but it has to be in such a way as that.
Yeah, that would be between them.
It's got to be between them. Hey, don't stop in at midnight to come see your dog.
And that's actually one of the issues that we're having now is because a lot of the ones that are left are multiple animals, and so that's tough to find fosters that want to take multiple animals. If it's one dog, that's easy. You know, we can do that. If it's one cat, that's fairly easy as well. But when you've got three dogs and four cats, that's a little bit more difficult. Well, not together at the shelter right now. But you know, but they are owned by the same owner, and so
that's what I meant. They've got three dogs and four cats.
Yeah.
So, but those you looks like I think you could kind of like give four cats out and three dogs. I mean,
possibly, but somebody who's willing to foster three dogs at a time is tough.
Yeah, that's true.
That's tough. I mean, you know, I've got a bunch of dogs at home. I couldn't foster one, let alone three. So. Those are tougher asks when you're talking about that. Now, the ones that have one dog or two dogs, those are a little bit easier asks, you know. And so if you are interested in fostering, just get a hold of us. You can get a hold of us at 241-1653. And we will definitely put you down as a foster if we get to that point.
Okay. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 14 minutes after the hour. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you have some comments, if you have some questions for Mark Story, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. Announced in prevention since 1968. That's right. Their 50th year in business, locally owned, locally operated, the largest private security firm north of Sacramento. They're taking care of a lot of business right now, a lot of people, a lot of their businesses, their homes. They've got a program where they can have somebody at your home, a trained officer at your home, in 10 minutes or less. Yeah, that's right. 10 minutes or less. That's our friends over at North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295. 243-0295, and they are always looking for quality people to come work at North State Security. We'll be right back with Mark Story. Just a little bit long.
Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CMC Properties at 941-9534.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Is there another part to this?
Yes, there is. Bagpipes coming up very soon. I should have started this.
Yeah. Like halfway through it.
Okay, enough of this.
River Commons Senior Living.
There it is.
It's a great song.
Yeah, but Carl only knows six songs.
Don't question the king of bumper music, Carl.
Listen to him. Listen. Did you hear that little? I only know six songs. Huh? How come you play the same songs at least three times during the week? You've got a million songs in your repertoire there. I've seen them, and yet you play the same songs over.
And when I move outside certain boundaries, you have a fit.
I don't have a fit. I just say that doesn't make sense. It goes ding 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 ding. What kind of? That's not bumper music. That's just ding 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 ding.
That's a great song.
When is it?
Let My Love Open the Door.
No, actually, that's...
That's not my... Because My Love Opened the Door.
Yes, it was.
That's Bubba O'Reilly by The Who. That's the opening to Bubba O'Reilly, which had a great cover by
Boomerang. The one you're talking about, I like that song, but it starts like a minute before that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Hey, you know what? There's a number of people are coming into River Commons after these disasters here, and a lot of it is that, hey, you know what, I'm not going to cut grass anymore. I'm going to go someplace where I can have a good time, where things are taken care of, where I can just relax and travel and do those things. So this is not an assisted living facility. This is a facility for people that want to live their lives, have a good time, and relax. That's River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call, 238-5981. Don't take my word for it. Head on down there. Go down and see Brian. Talk to the people down there. See what the food's like. Have lunch. And see how people enjoy themselves at River Commons Senior Living. 301 Hartnell Avenue, right downtown. You don't have to worry about fires down there. Unless, of course, the whole city goes up. So, River Commons Senior Living. Hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about the car fire evacuation. A number of dogs and cats are still there. Some of them are multiple animals, though, multiple animal families with dogs and cats. It's hard to find long-term foster care, but if you have the ability to do that, why don't you give Mark a call over there at Haven Humane?
Yeah, and I kind of want to go over a little bit more of the car fire before we move on to all the subjects here. So just so people kind of have the scope of what we were doing and what our team was doing, and our team was huge. The whole community was part of our team, which was amazing. But so if you think back to the Clover Fire, we thought the Clover Fire was a really big fire. We took in 112 animals in about 24 hours, and I always talk about, you know, that was a big deal because we're full most of the time. I mean, we're just full most of the time with animals, dogs and cats especially. So 112 animals is huge. During the car fire, we relocated to a second. We had a second spot. We didn't relocate. We relocated the evacuated animals to the Shasta Gateway outlets. And at our peak, we had 623 dogs, cats, and small animals at the outlets. We had six buildings. Definitely want to send a shout out to the Shasta Gateway outlets for really helping us out.
Are those local guys, or are they owned someplace else?
You know, I'm not sure about the owners. I know that the manager and the staff there was fantastic. They just helped out immensely every single day, and can't thank them enough.
That's six storefronts they gave you.
Six storefronts they gave us.
I mean, I know you cleaned up afterwards, but still, six storefronts. Yeah. And they didn't know how long it was going to be.
No, they didn't.
They just said, hey, we're here, man.
Yeah, and they were absolutely amazing, and they helped out just immensely. So big shout-out to those guys. And but we took in over 930 evacuated animals total for the week. Basically from July 23rd to August 10th. I ran the numbers yesterday. We took in 930 protective custody animals, which were majority of those were from the fire. It was a long, 3-4 weeks for us, and we couldn't have done it without this community. So, I want to send a big shout out to everybody. We'll be, thanks to the board of directors, there will be an ad in the Date magazine. I think it's going to go next Thursday. Not this coming Thursday, but a week from Thursday, that's going to be thanking a whole list of folks. And I'm sure we left some folks off because so many people helped out. We were really, really thankful to them. Everything we asked for on Facebook, we had. I mean, everything. If we asked for ice, 5 minutes later, somebody would show up with bags of ice. It was absolutely – it was like people were sitting there waiting on their Facebook just to help out, which was crazy. Laundry, we had just bags and bags of laundry, and we'd put out a call saying that we needed laundry, and they'd come over and grab laundry and go do it immediately or bring it back the next day, which was perfect for us. So, and then we had dog walkers and cat cleaners and just everything. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. People brought us food, people food, to keep the staff and the volunteers going. We had a lot of organizations that came in that we helped. Shasta County Sheriff's Department really helped out a ton. Sheriff Senko was great with activating units for us. North Valley Animal Disaster Group came out. They called Red Dog, Red Rover, which is another group. They came out and they worked for about 2 weeks helping out. We activated the California Veterinary Medical Reserve Corps. They came out because we had expected a lot more burn victims than we got, which was a good thing. But they helped out immensely, especially out at the outlets, and then they helped out some.
Isn't it amazing how cats can make it through fires and dogs don't?
Yeah, we had some a couple of dogs that were burned that we were treating, but most of the ones we got were cats.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that, is a lot of people, it's easier to get dogs, so you can get the dog in the car a lot easier than you can the cat in most circumstances, and I think that's probably contributed to a lot of it. One of the I don't want to say good things, but one of the better things, I guess, was that a lot of the areas that were evacuated had quite a bit of time notification.
So
they were able to grab their pets and get that kind of stuff, which I think helped out immensely.
Yeah.
Sadly, there were other areas like Keswick and some areas like that where they didn't have that kind of notification. And so that's where we saw a lot of
parts
the
of
loss.
Quartz Hill, downtown on the, on Benton and all those areas down there. Maybe we should pack up, and then here comes the firenado. So it's just people running for it.
Well, I've told people this a lot, but I have a new understanding, unfortunately, of evacuations. I've done lots and lots of fire evacuations from the side of the animal care side and being out in the area with Captain Smith and others on our team. But I've never been on the other side of it where I had to evacuate. And I live by Mary Lake, and so we had to evacuate on that Thursday night. And I thought we had lost our home. And we got lucky via the Cal Fire and the firefighters, the Redding City Fire and Forest Service did an amazing job. And it missed our neighborhood by a block. So, we're one of the fortunate ones.
Missed it by a block?
Yeah, missed it by a block. So,
that's close.
Yeah, we were one of the fortunate ones. When people tell you, look, if there's a fire coming, you better get prepared, I just... defensible space and being prepared are two terms that mean a lot more to me now than they did a month ago.
And then, and when you start talking about defensible space, what do we mean by defensible space anymore? But that's for another show and all this. But
yeah.
I took a photo from our house. We're in downtown, where we live, we're downtown Redding.
Yeah.
You can't get much more downtown than where we are. I'm taking a photo from our house looking out toward Sunset Terrace area, and the fire looked like it was like the street over from us. That's how big and fierce it was.
Yeah.
In that area, that area down there, that was where the, not just Sunset Terrace, but also where it was coming through Quartz Hill and all that. It looked like the fire was at the end of our street. It wasn't. It wasn't that close. But that's how big that fire was. And if you were a block away, that thing could have leaped a block.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't think this community could ever thank the firefighters enough, because I think that I'm confident just from what I've seen out there that they saved just so many lives and homes. It's just incredible. So the signs that we put up and everything, I think it's fantastic,
and
I know how much
that.
They appreciate.
And they do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Talking to a friend of ours he was on the show last Friday, Lou White, stayed in French Gulch and fought. Saved his house, but he was also so appreciative of the firefighters. And this is what this guy's been doing since he was 12. Go out with his uncle that was a firefighter, but coming up there and doing the backfires and running, how they would fight, and it didn't seem like there was any type of panic or huge excitement. They were just out there just doing it, and they saved all these houses out in this 10 houses in this one street. Everything else around them burnt. There, but these firefighters that go up and you see photos of them standing there by burning, the fire's all around them, and they're just doing their job. Combat. It's like combat.
It is.
It's exactly like combat on the ground, where you're fighting it and you're maneuvering your forces around, and you know, especially if it's a real fluid firefight and you're around on side, so you're just changing on the fly your plan, and watching them do that
and seeing how many. I mean, you know, it was such a great team effort. You see the trucks, they've come from just all over the
everywhere.
Place.
Everywhere. Samoa. They didn't bring their trucks, but they sure brought them.
And every one of them just wanted to help out.
That was it.
I mean, it was
they
amazing.
Wanted to get, you know what's so great about it? It's like Marines. And I'm not denigrating anybody else because everybody's the same way. They wanted to get into the fight.
They did.
That was it. They wanted to get into the fight. This was big. They were going to save lives. They were going to do things. They were going to do great things. They wanted to get into it. You got to have that mentality.
Yeah, they were great. And I think they really – I know we took a huge, huge loss in our community, and I know we'll rebuild, and I know we'll become stronger than ever before. I'm 100% confident of that. But I'm also 100% confident that if we didn't have those guys and gals that were out there, as dedicated as they were, that we would have lost a lot more homes
Absolutely.
And people.
Absolutely.
And so I'm forever grateful.
And I think the only way most of the time that you can thank them is through a sign. Or if you see them. Like every time I see a Cal Fire guy, I go up to them and, thank you for what you do. And you know what? And they're just like, they're exactly like you'd expect. They're a little embarrassed that you're saying it. Okay, thank you very much. They do appreciate it. But this is what they do, and
I went to the fire meetings a lot, and then I went to the cooperators meetings as well, and I met a lot of those folks. And one of the guys that was one of the incident commanders in training, his wife was evacuated. He lives in Mendocino County, and he was here. He was here fighting our fire while his wife was evacuated from his own home in the Mendocino fire. And I know he was one of many.
We had one of our sheriff's deputies here. His house burned down, and he's out there helping save people.
Well, chief of police.
Chief of police. And his folks.
Yeah.
So many people did so much. Haven Humane did. You know what? And here's accolades for you. You guys were there. You guys did what you are there for. You brought in 600-plus animals, large and small, and gave them a spot to be that if it wasn't for you all, it would have just made things, a circus, even more of a circus out there with people trying to take care of their animals. There are no rooms around here. Rooms that they could get are not going to take three dogs and four cats. It's not going to happen. So, hurrah out to you too, Mark.
Well, thank you.
And your people.
I was very proud to be a part of our team. I'll say that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:31 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you want to give a call to Mark Story and talk about this and about animals. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil not only just keeps millions of gallons of fuel running throughout Northern California and in the whole area around here. They were there. They're there on the fire lines too, making sure there's fuel for the tractors, for the bulldozers, for all the trucks and all this. And they are out there running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week too. SST Oil, been in the business 50 years right here in Redding. It's an employee company. They're great people down there. Give them a call. They're always looking for good drivers. They're always looking for good employees down there. 241-1167 SST Oil. We'll be right back. I'm a gonna raise a fuss. I'm a gonna raise a holler.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins.
You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse three-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to spend the night on fire.
It's the first time in a month I actually feel like I can play this and not cringe. Yeah.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 28th of August. It's 63 degrees going up to 95 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, who has been with us since the very first day, that we opened up here on December 15th, 2009. The very first day. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, and a better-known business office right there off of Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about the car fire and the aftermath of that. But there's still, you know what, as big as that is, and the fact is you're still working with that, there's still so many other things going on, especially
there
things
are.
About lost a pet. I think that's really important.
Yeah, so if you've lost a pet, we encourage you to come down to the shelter after 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday to check through our kennels and file a loss report. If you have a picture, bring a picture. That always helps out. You can always look at our Lost Pets album posted on our Facebook page. You can also look on 530 Pets, 530 Cody Alert, both on Facebook. And you can join your neighborhoodsnextdoor.com, which also does pictures as well.
We determined after this that even though they're strictly indoor varmints, we're going to have our cats chipped.
And I think that's great. And that was the next thing I was going to say is we also encourage people to microchip and also wear an ID tag on a collar, which is great. So license works for that as well. So all of those things will help reunite you with your four-legged family members. But, yes.
It seems to be a good idea to microchip military.
I mean...
No, I'm not kidding you.
It's not. You can't track. You can't track.
No, it's not tracking. But when you can run, but you can run something over with all the information on them, right?
Yes. Well, no. Yes, it just gives you.
Well, it's yes, no, or yes. Well, I'm not used to those answers.
It gives you a number, and you have to call a phone number that gives you that information.
Well, how about a Social Security number? You could put a Social Security number on it, couldn't you? I'm just saying, is that we're talking about a way.
I guess you could.
Well, of course you can. I mean, if it has another number on it.
Well, yeah, they generate them one to. Well, whatever the number is that they're up to now.
Well, I think we have the technology. We could put that on there. Yeah.
So we also have dog.
It has nothing to do with what you're talking about. I was just thinking about it.
We also have a dog licensing clinic. So we have some coming up. So we have a dog licensing clinic tonight in Millville at Millville Veterinary Clinic on 23653 Millville Way. That will be from 6 to 7 o'clock tonight. If your dog is current on the rabies vaccination, please bring the certificate. Licenses for City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County will be available. Rabies vaccinations are available for $8 at the Anderson. Are available for $8, and microchipping is available for both dogs and cats for $20 only. And cats must be in carriers. And then we will have another clinic, which will be September 11th at Reading City Hall from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Same thing applies for the cost. We also have Second Tuesday coming up. Our Second Tuesday dinner for September will be at Nello's Place, which is on Bocelli Lane at 3055 Bocelli Lane. And that, again, will be on September 11th from 5 to 9 p.m.
9/11.
Yeah, it is going to be on 9/11. It's the second Tuesday. We can't control which day the second Tuesday is. Nello's Place, fantastic food, great service, great ambiance there. So come on out, and they are going to donate a portion of the proceeds.
You know what?
Today.
It really is. Oh, it's one of the finer places in Reading to dine.
Yeah, I love Nello's. And Nello's has been one of our Second Tuesday spots for many years.
Yeah, they've been there a long time.
Yeah, many years before I got to Haven. And it's definitely one of my favorite nights of the year to go out and eat. So that's going to be a good time. We also have our Cat Altar Special still going on, thanks to PetSmart Charities Foundation. Spays and neuters for felines are just $25. So call our clinic between 9 and 1 or 2 to 3 to make an appointment. You can call them at 241-1658. So we have lots of stuff going on. We have a new volunteer coordinator named Cassie. Cassie is fantastic. She's been with us now for about 3 months. And our next volunteer orientation will be Saturday, September 1st, which is this coming Saturday.
You got it.
I can't believe it. I feel like September I lost 1st. A whole month.
Well, you know what? You did.
Right.
It's called the car fire.
I know. It's crazy. So our next one is going to be this Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. And then the one following that will be September 20th at 5:15. Those are both at Haven Humane Society in our classroom. Come on out. Meet Cassie. Find out what you can do to help out and join our team.
You can rush through this thing and leave 15 minutes for us just to chit-chat over what's happening in the world.
Well, I kind of thought we'd get through some of this just in case. I wanted to make sure I covered it.
You're closed next Monday.
We are closed next Monday.
It, of course, is Labor Day, and you're not going to labor. We, of course, will be here laboring.
Well, that's not entirely true. We have somebody there 365 days
a year.
You're
going to be there?
I will not be there on Monday.
I'm just talking about you, big
but
guy.
But some of our staff will be there cleaning and taking care of the animals.
Of course, you can't just, like, take a day off.
No, 365 days a year. We have somebody at Haven. So, my day is Christmas. I always come in Christmas morning and clean the cats.
Clean the cats?
Mm-hmm. I clean cats in the adoption center every Christmas morning.
You mean their area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
how do you do that? Is it do they have like little? Does it just like drop through into little areas, or do they have like little cat boxes in there?
Yeah, they have little cat boxes in there, and so we just clean them out. We pretty much just spot clean, make sure they have food and water, and make sure their kennel's clean. And if they have a towel in there and the towel is all soiled, then we'll just take towel and put a fresh towel in there and stuff. So
scoop of the poop.
Yeah,
how's that new kitty facility?
It's coming along. Kate is our kit nursery coordinator. She's doing a great job in there, and so we're getting all that all ready to go. We haven't gone to 24-hour operations yet.
It's built though now, right?
It's built. We have kittens in there.
We just drove by there yesterday, and I was looking there, and I thought, my gosh, you know, it's like getting to be a little empire here. You put little walls in between, little turrets up there, you could probably hold off.
I don't have an answer for that. We are hoping to go 24-hour operations starting I think next week, and so we will do that. So We wanted to do that, obviously, quite a bit earlier this year. It just things didn't quite pan out like we wanted to. A few hurdles came up, and so now we're going to do it. But we're learning a lot this year with the kit nursery, so we're excited. Next year we're going to do a big event before we start it, and then we will hopefully have a full season of the kit nursery for the right. bottle babies and all the kittens next year. So we're looking for that. And this year has been, and that's kind of what we thought, this year's just been a big a learning curve for us with the kit nursery and what works for us, what doesn't work for us, you know, kind of
when
best
you,
practices.
When you bottle feed a kitten,
mm-hmm.
I guess, do you ever bottle feed, you bottle feed puppies too, right? Or not, usually?
Yeah, yeah, we have people
it's
that will.
Mainly, but it's mainly the kittens. Is that it?
Well, it's any animal that's unweaned and lost mom, so whether it's
a dog
or... I mean,
do you hold them up like this and just give them like you would a baby, or do you do it a different way?
No, it's pretty similar to that, yeah. Okay. It's a little bit different, but yeah, it's the same concept. And some of them take it and some of them don't, just like a real baby, just like a human baby does. So,
what do you do then?
Then there's ways where you coax them, and there's different kind of nipples for the bottles that some work better than others. And if that doesn't work, then they have to use a syringe, and they have to just put a syringe in there and make them eat, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's usually...
But that's part of it, though. I
mean, yeah, usually they take to it pretty
gotta,
good. Yeah, absolutely.
Most of them do that.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking so much stuff about the evacuation. Over 600, what, close to 700 animals they took in.
Over 900.
I'm sorry, 900 they took in. And they've still got some left, mm-hmm. still trying to find homes, long-term foster homes for them. And some of them are multiple animals. And if you have a place, and you just haven't thought about it, but you have a place that you can take some foster animals in and work it out with the family so they can come out, of course, and see their animals, you got to give Mark a call down at Haven Humane.
Yeah, and call us at 241-1653. Yeah. Or you can message us on our Facebook page as
okay.
well. And give us your contact information. That way we can get back to you.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Northern Firearms Instruction brings us this segment of the show. Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy started it 10 years ago. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 40 counties. Find out all the different classes they have everywhere from, of course, CCW to unarmed defense. All at Northern Firearms Instruction. USGunPro.com is the website, and the phone number is 899-1822. We'll be right back with Mark Story. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 9, 63 degrees, going up to 95 today. The air quality index, the 120s.
Buds are craving a big juicy burger. There's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts.
D-
Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. The next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WindRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Streets of Fire, starring William Dafoe and Michael Perrier. Yeah, and Diana Lane, back when they were all younger. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 28th of August. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Shasta Realtors, Association Realtors building there at 840 Reamer Street. At 6 p.m., they're going to have wildlife recovery, how to move forward after a natural disaster. And these are the Active 2030 Club brought these people in from Santa Rosa. And the guy that's in charge of the civilian committee about moving people forward in Santa Rosa is going to talk about things that they have experienced, what they've done that's worked, things that they hasn't worked. And they're going to be in there tomorrow night at 6 p.m. But if you can't make it there, they are going to be on our show at 8 o'clock Thursday morning. We're going to talk about their experiences in the Santa Rosa fire, what they've done, again, to recover and to move forward, and what we can do to maybe avoid some of the mistakes that they made down there, and just, you know, and then how do we move forward as quick as possible. Here it is, 10 months later, they've got 7 houses built. They do have, like, I think 15 under construction and, like, 500 in the pipeline. What caused the delays? What worked? That's what I'm really looking for to talk to them about. Okay, we're here with Mark Storr, and that's going to be tomorrow night, like I said, at the Shasta Builders, not Shasta Builders, but Shasta Realtors on Renner Lane, and then 8 o'clock on Thursday morning right here on the show. We're here with Mark Storr from Haven Humane, the CEO out there, and we've been talking about how the major impact that car fires had on getting all the animals, how you took in 900-and-something animals during that fire, how you got most of them out again with their families. But life still goes on. Second Tuesday Club, the dog licensing clinics, yep. Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah, so Bark, Wine, and Brew is going to be Saturday, October 6th. Starts at 5:30. It's at the Wind River Event Center. Please get tickets soon. Tickets are selling very quickly. We're trying to sell tables, which is great. And tickets. So you can get that on our website or our Facebook page. You can also call 241-5262. Talk directly to our development department about that if you want to get involved with Bark, Wine, and Brew. This year is going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's actually Mutts and Martini, so it's going to be 40s themed, like 40s gangster type themed. So that's going to be fun. So you can get dressed as the 40s, going out in the 40s. It's a lot of fun.
You're going to dress like that?
I'm trying to find an outfit. So, but yes, I will.
I'll give you a name of somebody.
Okay.
She does. She dresses people like that.
That would be great. Cause I'm ready to do it. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great year and come on out. Of course, we're going to have live auction, silent auction. We're going to have a kitten cuddle booth again, like we did last year. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. We're going to have wine, beer tasting. It's going to be a full dinner. But really, it's a
fantastic event.
It's a great event to come out and celebrate our successes this year, and just celebrate together with what we've done.
Oh,
and
man.
It's been a really, really, really busy year, and so that's going to be a great night.
This is going to be a special one. This is going to be a special wine and brew, because one of the things you do that bring, you know, that's great is you bring back a alumni.
We try to bring back an alumni. This year might be a little difficult, but we're working on it. So.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some special presentations this year, and there's going to be – I mean, it's going to be a really good night, and you don't want to miss it because it is going to be a great night to celebrate. One other thing that we did reschedule, unfortunately, from the Car Fire was our Zumba Bash, which is a really cool thing. Jennifer Lozoya from Anderson Family Fitness runs that. That's been rescheduled till January 5th, which, again, will be at Wind River, and we'll be talking about that more in the months following. But I just wanted folks to be out there to know that Zumba Bash will go on, but it's going to be January 5th, so it's going to be a New Year's themed deal. And then lastly, because I know we're running low on time, I want to thank you for everything that you did during the Car Fire, because you were a huge part of this community always. And during the fire, you know, you stayed on long hours and really kept people informed. I know I went on a couple, three times, called in and came on live with Bill, and I can't thank you enough for all the information that you kept us going. I think people overlook the importance of community radio, and I think that you were a huge part of the community, and thank you from all of us.
Well, thanks. It is a community radio, and I need to thank my producers, Bob and Ashley and Jared. All of them are here, you know, coming here because we wanted to try and get as much information out as we could during the time of the fire when there was a lot of weird stuff going on. But we tried not to pass any information that we hadn't vetted, which is why it was great that you were calling in and other people mm-hmm. calling in right on the site and say, okay, this is what I need. This is what's going on right here. So that was, this is a great community.
Yeah.
And I hear about people that are leaving, Mark, and okay, that's it, you know, and they're going to, just pick up and leave it. But I guess that's a percentage after every fire, something like this. There's a percentage that just get up and leave. On the other hand, I've heard of other people, because of the way the city has reacted in pulling together, they thought, well, you know, I thought about leaving, but how could I leave this, you know? So
yeah.
I think you saw it down at Haven Humane. I think
absolutely.
Other people are seeing it, you know, the way that, you know, people want to help and, you know, and what can we do? What can we do?
I think we have a large, large, large percentage of people in this community that are at the core really, really good people and really believe in our community. And I think we just need to build upon that.
I think so, too.
And I think that, I mean, I saw it throughout the Car Fire. And today, I mean, I still see it. We still have people coming in and donating and thanking us and doing that and thanking the firefighters and thanking the police department and the sheriff's department, everybody that helped out, and I think it's inspiring. I mean, I think it's I'm not going to say that you're not going to see this in other communities. Yeah. I just feel like it's great to see it in ours, and I'm proud to be a member of this community, and I'm proud to have this community, majority of this community, as part of our team at Haven. And I've said before, and I wrote a letter in our newsletter that's coming out soon, and I talked about, you know, our team grew exponentially during the Car Fire, because everybody wanted to be a part of it and wanted to help out, and that means that we're doing right and we're getting the message out there, and we're getting the message out there that we're not about catching animals and euthanizing animals. We're about saving lives, and we're about being part of this community, and we're about finding homes for these animals that so deserve it. And the community realizes that, recognizes that, and appreciates it, and they really showed it during the Car Fire.
And you know what? I see it, but a lot of times I know you don't, because it's like most places, you don't hear all the good things. A lot of times you just hear bad things. Oh, you guys are out there just killing people, killing animals. Well, it's not true. Anybody knew Mark's story would know that's absolutely not true. There are animals that are euthanized. Sorry. But it, you know what? It's absolutely the last resort of the animals in pain or something like this. But when something comes up like this, then the good stuff comes out that people are saying all the time.
And then you realize, oh, the other thing about this is there's going to be finger-pointing time. People are getting ready to do that. You can already see it starting. You see his lawyers coming in, you know, not from local guys, but that from outside.
Sure.
And here's the thing we have to do is, were there mistakes made? Of course there are. There's always mistakes made in a huge something like this. But let's capture those mistakes. Let's capture those quickly and find out how we can help prevent this for next time before we start pounding on each other. Let's avoid the pounding. And let's just capture something. Okay, this is what happened. This is how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. This is how we can mitigate next time. And let's do that by working together. I think what you said is absolutely, spot on. You don't realize, how big everybody's heart is in this town.
Yeah.
In this community, in this Northern California region.
Wow.
Until something like this happens.
Thank you all, listeners. Thank you for being a part of this amazing community.
Thanks for everything you guys and all you and all your volunteers and all your people down at Haven Humane do, Mark. I mean, it's just without you all, where would we be? I mean, seriously. Okay, tomorrow is going to be another scintillating day of talk radio. Gonna
stand my... The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.